T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The FDNY is mourning the loss of a 27-year veteran of the department. Lieutenant Brian Sullivan died of a heart attack hours after a busy 24-hour shift on Friday.
WCBS's Steve Burns joining us from Squad Company 41 in the Bronx. Steve, what happened?
Yeah, well, what we've been told from the FDNY is that Lieutenant Brian Sullivan died of a heart attack after he worked an especially stressful 24-hour tour of duty last Friday. In those 24 hours, he responded to 7 different emergencies, several medical calls, a kitchen fire. And that fire, we're told, is the third one he'd responded to in 3 days. The FDNY says he complained of some pain and discomfort throughout the tour, but he continued on. He headed back home to Monroe after his tour was over Friday evening. He was rushed to the hospital in cardiac arrest later that night, where he died. As you guys said, Sullivan was a 27-year veteran of the department. He was a member of the Elite Special Operations Command. He was 54 years old. He leaves behind a wife and 2 daughters.
You've been talking with some of his fellow squad members. What are they saying about Lieutenant Sullivan?
Yeah, they just raised the purple and black bunting here at the firehouse. We heard from his captain here at Squad 41, Tom McHugh. The phrase that stuck with me from what he said was that Sullivan was the heart of the firehouse. He said Sullivan was born and raised in Brooklyn, well-respected, always willing to teach, always had a good word to say, and always laughing. McHugh said there was some initial shock when he heard the news, since he said Sullivan was in good shape. He called this an unfortunate aspect of the job, but one that seems to be getting more common. And I should note that a 24-hour shift seems, you know, especially tough to folks like us used to working 8-hour days. But that's common practice in the firefighting world. McHugh said Sullivan had been doing 24-hour tours for most of his career.
Steve, thank you. WCBS's Steve Burns at Squad Company 41 in the Bronx.
We understand that a funeral for Lieutenant Sullivan is planned for...
Hey, here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.